We cite in the endnotes where we have gratefully relied on the reporting of others. Justice Ginsburg met with me in May 2015 to fact-check parts of the book, which involved both her patient generosity and my getting to text my boyfriend that a U.S. Marshal was coming for him. In homage to the notorious B.I.G., the chapter titles in this book are inspired by his lyrics. We thank his estate and Sony Music for permission to use them. Artist Maria Two-Fly Castillo, who also runs a women's graffiti collective, beautifully rendered each chapter title. Throughout the book, you'll find photographs, some previously unpublished, and the work of artists and creators moved to show their love for RBG. If you want to understand how an underestimated woman changed the world and is still out there doing the work, we got you. If you picked up this book only to learn how to get buff like an octogenarian who can do 20 push-ups, there's a chapter for you too. We even were lucky enough to wrangle some of the most brilliant legal minds out there to help us annotate key passages from RBG's legal writing. RBG has been extraordinary all her life, but she never wanted to be a solo performer. She is committed to bringing up other women and underrepresented people, and to working together with her colleagues even when it seems impossible. We are frankly in awe of what we've learned about her, and we're pretty excited to share it with you. Chapter 1. Notorious. I just try to do the good job that I have to the best of my ability, and I really don't think about whether I'm inspirational. I just do the best I can. RBG, 2015. This is what you should look for on this 90-degree June morning. The broadcast news interns pairing running shoes with their summer business casual, hovering by the Supreme Court's public information office. They're waiting to clamber down the marble steps of the court to hand off the opinions to an on-air correspondent. You should count the number of boxes the court officers lay out, because each box holds one or two printed opinions. Big opinions get their own box. This contorted ritual exists because no cameras are allowed inside the court. It jealously guards its traditions and fears grandstanding. What happens inside the hushed chamber is pure theater. Below the friezes of Moses and Hammurabi, the buzz-cut U.S. Marshals scowl the visitors into silence. The justices still have ceramic spittoons at their feet. At 10 a.m. sharp, wait for the buzzer and watch everyone snap to their feet. As a marshal cries, "Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay," watch Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, known around the court as RBG, as she takes her seat at the winged mahogany bench. Look around her neck. When the jabot with scalloped glass beads glitters flat against the top of RBG's black robe, it's bad news for liberals. That's her descent collar. On June 25th, 2013, RBG's mirrored descent collar glinted blue and yellow in reflected light. By then, in her ninth decade of life and her 20th year on the court, RBG looked fragile and bowed, dwarfed by the black high-backed chair. But people who had counted her out when she had cancer were wrong both times. People who thought she couldn't go on after the death of Marty Ginsburg, her husband of 56 years, were wrong too. RBG still showed up to do the work of the court without missing a day. She still pulled all-nighters, leaving her clerks voicemails with instructions at 2 or 3 in the morning. The night before had been a long one. From RBG's perch, third from the right in order of seniority, she sometimes gazed up at the marble columns and wondered to herself if she was really there or if it were all a dream. But that Tuesday morning, her eyes were on her notes. The opinion was long finished, but she had something else to say, and she wanted to get it right. She scribbled intently as Justice Alito, seated to her left, read two opinions about a land use case and a bitter custody case involving Indian law. Those were not the cases the cameras were waiting for. It was a two-box day. There was one more left. It was Chief Justice John Roberts's turn to announce an opinion he had assigned himself. The case was Shelby County versus Holder, a challenge to the constitutionality of a major portion of the vote.